Do you want to experience college in a small campus atmosphere? SAU Tech can provide you with exactly that. Campus housing, student life, and numerous transfers and career degree options await you. Basketball, choir, cheer, band, and the Tech Scholars Program are all new options waiting for you. Call us today and schedule a tour to find out how you can get the affordable college experience. Call us today, 870-574-4558, or go to www.sautech.edu.
Well, back at Jonesboro, Mountain Home looking at a second down coming up here from their own 48. Second down at about four here. Jonesboro wins the first quarter 14-0. Mountain Home's now been outscored 28-0 in the first quarter. Haven't found a way to get any points on the board in the first quarter yet this season. We'll see if this drive can get some points on here in the second quarter. 14-0 Jonesboro. Mountain Home's last drive was got to the 25 and then got backed up with the holding penalty. Moved the ball pretty well, though. Second down and four here. And McKay wants to pass. Looking left, has a receiver. And oh, in and out of the hands of Brad Liddy. That was going to be a tough catch. And boy, that's one Brad, Brad thinks he should make, but it would have been a tough one.
It had been a tough catch right there. A little bit high, but good job of laying out for the football right there.
That was a good throw by McKay. The only person that had a shot at it was Liddy.
Isaac makes some good throws going to the left. That's normally the toughest throw to make for a quarterback is going offhand.
Third down and four for Mountain Home from their own 48-yard line. Motion to the top side. Inside handoff, Junior Williams. He's got a first down run across the 50 to about the 45-yard line before he's finally pulled down. He will pick up seven, and the Bombers move the chains again. Their fourth first down of the night.
Well, once again, we catch him in that defense, and Junior hits that wide and option look right there. It's been a good play for us all night long.
Eli Johnson and Seth Bashirs alternating bringing plays in for Mountain Home right now. Fresh set of downs for Mountain Home at the 45 of Jonesboro. And again, they give it to Junior, and he is hit immediately, leading the charge that time for Jonesboro. He's not even on the two deeps that time. Oh, that's Noah Gatlin, the offensive tackle they got in there playing defense. Yep. 2-yard loss on the play.
And they stunted right into that time. We came back with the same look right there, and they did a good – Gatlin's lining up over the center right there pretty close, and they just did a good job of stunting into it.
How'd you like to have to try to block him? 6'7", 305.
Well, I wouldn't like that very much at all.
His stats are pretty close to yours. You're 5'7", 305. He's just a foot taller. Second and 12. Here's McKay on that replay. He's going to take it himself and cannot get to the outside. He's chased down from behind. And coming up to make the play is the corner, Cecil Mitchell. And that's going to be a loss of about one back, a loss of two back to the 49.
Well, that's that speed right there when you come from the inside right there, play that inside out and run him down from behind. You know, the option a lot of teams will defensively, they try to force you to run sideways, and that's what Jonesboro does, is try to make you run sideways and run you down, and they did it that time.
So now Mountain Home looking at a third and about 14 here from their own 49-yard line. I checked that. It's from the Jonesboro 49. Mountain Home hurries to the line of scrimmage. Strong right formation, and we've got a whistle, and they have to burn another timeout. Coach Maddox upset they were not going to get that snapped in time, and Mountain Home has to burn their second timeout of the first half. We'll take a break with 10 minutes left in the first half. Jonesboro leads it 14-0. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
North Arkansas Electric Cooperative members have 24/7 access to their account through the member account portal at naeci.com. After logging in, you can view your bill, make a payment, and see your daily usage. In addition to the portal at naeci.com, you always can stop by the co-op's office or call 870 425-2141. At NAEC, membership has advantages.
North Arkansas Electric Cooperative, a Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
There's a new spirit in Pine Bluff, and it's contagious. Plans are being made for a revitalized downtown and exciting events that will once again make the historic city the hub of South Arkansas. Pine Bluff Rising is working to empower citizens of the city and move concepts to action. When Pine Bluff again thrives, it will be good for all of Arkansas. Want to keep up with the progress of Pine Bluff Rising? Like us on Facebook and watch daily as a new Pine Bluff rises.
It's Jonesboro with the lead over Mountain Home. Bombers with the ball looking at a 3rd and 14 coming out of the timeout. Big Noah Gatlin, head of the University of Arkansas, as an offensive tackle. He's in there playing nose guard right now.
Right, he's lined up on Ben Henderson. Just look, they've got those three big guys over the guard, the center of both guards. And they're coming hard.
Here they are. McKay rolls out of the pocket. He's being chased. Running for his life right now. He's going to be sacked and dropped back at the 40-yard line. Boy, he got hit hard, too. It's a loss of 11 on the sack.
Well, we had one receiver out on the play, and he was double covered. There wasn't anywhere to throw the ball, anyone to throw the ball to, and the protection broke down. And once again, when you run the ball as much as we do, pass blocking is not a strong suit. So, you know, pass is designed to get rid of quickly, and he was covered up. Isaac did a good job of not throwing the ball into coverage.
4th and 25 here for Mountain Home. McKay into punt for the Bombers. Gets it away. Almost blocked. Pointer got in there and almost got his hands on it. This is going to be a 25-yard punt. They got down to the 35. That's where they needed to go to move the chains. And Jonesboro will take over at their own 35-yard line.
See, I don't understand it. There's nobody back deep.
Yeah, just bunt the ball away.
Kick it as far as you can kick it.
We're going to see Williams in a quarterback now for the Hurricane. Tyson Williams has 3 touchdown passes on the season. He's also thrown a couple of picks. When Aycock got hurt last year, Aycock had 9 touchdown passes through 3 games. Broke his collarbone. Williams took over and became an All-State quarterback. He wants to pass on the play action across the middle. Crossing pattern is complete. It's complete to Fountain. Fountain on his feet at the 45. Gets a block, and he's at the 40 and finally knocked out of bounds at the 40, making the 37-yard line of Mountain Home on a big pass play.
And the flag comes in from the white hat. 15 yards behind the ball. I didn't see anything. He's throwing it where it went out of bounds.
Huh. We'll see what the play is, the call is, rather.
There's a flag on the play.
It's a 28-yard pass play down to the 37-yard line. The officials are talking now, and let's see what they want to do. Dead ball, personal foul against Jonesboro. So the play goes to the... Well, they should mark it off from the end of the play since it was a dead ball penalty. Now, they haven't moved. They haven't set the chains yet. Well, it'll be a first down for the Hurricane and back at their own 47-yard line. Jonesboro penalized 4 times for 40 yards here in this first half. Aycock back in. Boy, Aycock and Williams both look good throwing the football. Aycock has it this time. Play action, wants to pass, and nobody opening is going to take off and run. Starts right, jukes back to his left hand. He's got a first down run inside the 40, and they're going to mark him at about the 30. Well, one official's got the 38, the other's got the 39. Good grief.
Split the difference.
I know it. We'll call it the 38-yard line. 15-yard run by the quarterback, Aycock.
Well, that's frustrating for a defense to cover up the receivers, and the offensive line did a good job of just caving people down. There was just a hole there that was a good-sized hole.
Now Williams back in the quarterback for the Hurricane. Motion to the far side. They empty the backfield. He fakes towards the motion man, brings it back right side on a screen to Fountain. Fountain on his feet to the 30, up the right sideline at the 20, the 15, the 10. Help me, Bob. I'm blocked now. I'm
he
in the corner.
He went out of bounds at about the, they're going to call him at about the 10, I guess. Rolled out of bounds.
So a 28-yard pass play for a first down.
Well, they faked that little pass to the running back out of the backfield, and he reversed and threw the little tunnel screen to the wide receiver on this side, and the running back just did good play. We had people there to make the tackle. He just out-quicked us and out-ran us.
8:27 left in the first half. Jonesboro up 14 to nothing. First and goal at the 10-yard line here for the Hurricane. This is Acock that's in a quarterback still. Bibbs is the running back as they work out of the pistol. And the play action, the pass to the end zone is caught. Touchdown.
Well, that was an excellent throw. We had great coverage on him. You know, we actually between him and the quarterback, and it was just a great throw, and he jumped up, stopped the ball with his hands, and caught it on the way down. I mean, I don't think we could have played much better defense than that.
Jeremiah Tobar on the receiving end of the 10-yard touchdown pass from Acock. Now the extra point attempt. Colin Crawford in to kick, and it is good. 8:21 left in the first half, 21-0 Jonesboro. You're listening to Bomber Football, Classic Hits 101.7.
Bank on checking that pays with the Integrity Club at Integrity First Bank. Get rewarded for everyday purchases and earn up to $80 annually in cash back. Call or stop by any of our 5 Twin Lakes area branch locations and learn about even more club benefits like everywhere cash savings, free estate planning review, and other benefits to protect your financial future, as well as convenient online and first mobile banking. Join the club, the Integrity Club, and bank on checking that pays with Integrity First Bank, member FDIC.
When Sean was diagnosed with multiple myeloma, a rare blood cancer, he didn't have to travel the globe to find world-class care. He found it at UAMS, the state's only comprehensive treatment and research center and the recognized leader in myeloma and cancer care. After a clinical trial, 2 stem cell transplants, and chemotherapy, Sean has been in remission for years.
I beat the odds with breakthroughs pioneered by UAMS.
UAMS, we are here for a better state of health.
Garrick Childers with the kickoff, and this is going to sail out of the end zone. Boy,
that's a line drive.
It was. You got a hold of that one. So the Bombers will start from their own 20-yard line. Oh, we're seeing Mountain Home put together a couple of drives here where they've used up a little clock. No points to show for that yet, but that's what they got to keep doing. They got to keep grinding away.
They just got to keep grinding away. You know, we've moved the ball well occasionally. We've just had a negative play or a mistake that puts in a long yardage situation that, boy, you can't get into against a defense that's as quick as Jonesboro's.
Bombers working right to left here in the second quarter, down 21-0. The ball given to Junior Williams. And
just run up the field.
Yep, he's going to get to about the 25. Then he tried to stop and move one way or the other, and then all of a sudden there's about 4 jerseys and wrapped him up. But it's a gain of 5 on first down.
Gain of 5 brings up second down and 5.
You know, that looked easy, and you say, well, why can't you do it every time? Well, lots of times the defense doesn't line up or they don't do the same things on the other side of the football that you need them to do.
Riley Peters into the ballgame now. He'll be a fullback as Junior Williams heads to the sideline. 7:38 left in the first half, 21-0 Jonesboro. Back to a 5-man front now for the Hurricane. McKay will pitch a late on the option, and he gets it to Liddy, but there is nowhere to go. Jonesboro doing a good job of stretching the field.
Well, we got out there and blocked the cornerback. We just blocked him right into Liddy. I mean, it just – You know, it was just a good play by that cornerback to be in position he was to take that block on, slide off of it, and make the tackle at the same time.
So a loss of one on the play brings up third and six here for Mountain Home. First drive the Bombers had tonight, three and out. The last two drives, they've got a couple of first downs on each of those.
That referee takes forever to get the ball set.
He does. Which is actually a good thing for Mountain Home right now.
Yeah. Here they come.
Third and six. And the ball given to Peters, and Riley's going to take it to the 28-yard line. It's going to be fourth and about two coming up here for Mountain Home.
Start down by number 35, Zane Ride, knee. Gain of five.
So fourth and about a, just inside two. Fourth and about a yard and a half of the Bombers keep the offense out there. They're going to go for it on fourth and two, essentially. Will they go with a hard count, try to get him to jump off sides here?
Probably I would.
Nope, they're going to snap it. The ball given to Peters. I think he's got it with the spot on this side. He had to just get to the front edge of the 30-yard line, and he's got it.
That's as close as you can get right there. Oh, okay.
Okay, there we go. Yeah, the nose of the ball is on the line, and that's a first down. You don't have to look at the chains, guys. They started at the 20.
No, they started at the 20.
I thought they were going to bring the chains out. So a first down for Mountain Home, their fifth of the night.
30-yard line.
2-yard run by Riley Peters. Junior Williams will come back in the game now for Mountain Home. Bombers have a fresh set of downs. 6:41 left in this opening half. 21-0 Jonesboro. Five-man front again for the Hurricane. Ball is kept. Late pitch coming to the near side. This is going to be Liddy, and he stiff-arms the defensive back and makes his way out to the 35, a five-yard pickup on that option pitch.
Well, good job that time. They were keying on Junior that time. He pulled him to the football. Isaac made a step up the field, pitched it, and Liddy got it for a good gain. That's a nice-looking offensive play on the option right there.
So second down and five coming up here for the Bombers. Working from the near hash here on second down. Inside handoff is Junior Williams. Tripped up at the line of scrimmage, falls forward, and he's going to pick up four out to the 39.
Well, once again, we catch him in that, and we're running to the bubble. The uncovered offensive lineman right there. We run his spot right there and able to cut off that pursuit. Junior gets a big play on it.
Third and one here now for the Bomber offense. The Shears will bring the play in from the sideline, but the Bombers are still in the huddle with 9 seconds left on the play clock. They hurry to the line of scrimmage. Strong left formation on third and one. And the ball kept by the quarterback. Now the late pitch. First down run, Mountain Home. They get the pitch
short.
Liddy wound up at about the 41, but they say he stepped out of bounds at the 38. They're actually going to lose a yard on this play. So they lose a yard back to the 38. So now it's going to be fourth and. Wow, this is almost exactly what the last fourth down was.
About
1 3/4 of a yard.
Right, and all you got to do is get the ball, break that seam. Here comes big Noah Gatlin back in, play nose man again.
You know, DeMarcus Rowe is 5'9", 263. You'd like to think, you're pretty good at nose guard, but then you bring in Gatlin, who's, 6'8", what do we say, 6'7", and 305.
Yeah.
So another fourth down. The Bombers will go for it here. Fourth and just under two. Fumbled the snap. Either way, it's going to be Jonesboro's football. It doesn't matter who recovers because it's fourth down. So Jonesboro's going to have it at the 38-yard line. Mountain Home covered it, so it's not a turnover officially. It was Strider that covered it for Mountain Home. So no gain on the play. And Jonesboro will take over at the 38-yard line of Mountain Home. Williams in the quarterback. Johnson flanks him. Play action. He wants to pass. Looking down the middle. It's going to be incomplete, and we got pass interference. They're looking for Fountain that time, and Brad Liddy, believes, is going to be called for the pass interference.
Referee threw a beanbag first, I thought.
Couldn't find the flag.
No.
So that's going to move the ball down to the 23-yard line with the penalty.
He's the back judge. They always put the most – that's where Matt Martin always was.
Uh-huh.
That's the most inexperienced, unknowledgeable people back there. That
second penalty of the night for 32 yards against Mountain Home. So the ball at the 23 now for the Hurricane. Up by 21. 5:25 left in this opening half. Acock back in a quarterback now on first down. And the handoff is going to go to Johnson. He's going to make his way down to the 20 with a 3-yard pickup.
A little draw look right there. Had me fooled. I thought that quarterback still had the football.
Game 3 brings up second down and 7.
Second and 7 here for the Hurricane as Tyson Williams comes back in a quarterback now. Two receivers to the left, one receiver to the right side. Williams out of the shotgun. Johnson flanks him to his left side. And the screen pass left side is complete. This is Tobar, and Tobar chased down, and a nice tackle by Reese Winfeld on the far side at the 16.
Did a good job of not letting him cross his face out there and attacking him and bringing him down. Nice tackle.
So Winfeld with the tackle. It's a 4-yard pickup to the 16-yard line. So it's third down here for the Hurricane. Third and about 2 here. Third and about 2.5. I have to get near the 13 to move the chains. Acock will play action, rolling to his right. Corner of the field about the 5-yard line is complete. That's Tobar on the reception to the 6 and a first down for the Hurricane.
Red Liddy right there to make him, to bring him down. But, you know, once again, a good job of running those routes and, you know, good job of the quarterback of getting outside and making an accurate throw.
4:19 left in the first half. Jonesboro up by 21 and threatening to tack on another score here. First and goal at the 6 for the Hurricane. This is Tyson Williams in now, quarterback again for the Hurricane. Continuing to work out of the shotgun. And he will pass left side. It's incomplete.
Oh,
and a couple of flags
gracious.
Coming in. They're going to get pass interference on Mountain Home. They look for the quick slant to Lutz that time. And a couple of flags. And Jonesboro is going to receive a pass interference call here. And
it's a poorly thrown ball. It wasn't going to be catchable. From where we're at, I couldn't tell if we got there earlier or not, to be perfectly honest with you.
It's only a 3-yard penalty because it's half the distance to the goal. So that means Mount Holmes has been penalized 3 times for 35 yards in this first half. Keeps it first down. So first and goal from the 3, and now Acock is back in a quarterback here for the Hurricane. Two receivers left, one to the right, plus a running back on the right side. Acock with a low snap, being flushed out of the pocket, rolls to the right side, tucks it and runs. He's hit and dropped at the 3-yard line. They're going to mark him at the 4. It's a loss of 1 on the play.
Gabe Henderson, good job of submarining, taking his legs out from under him that time, and Owen Kraft finishing him up right there. Good job, Gabe, getting him in open space.
3:33 left in this first half. Jonesboro up 21-0. And now it's Williams that comes back in, a quarterback for Jonesboro. Two wide receivers. They've got an extra lineman in now. And Williams going to go under center. First time we've seen that tonight. And the handoff. This is Johnson straight up the middle, and he's in for the touchdown.
All else fails, you put those big offensive linemen up there and the fullback, and you give it to the tailback and say, follow him.
Daniel Johnson with a 4-yard touchdown run. .303 left in this first half. So now Colin Crawford in to attempt the extra point here for the Hurricane. And it's good. 3:03 left in the first half. 28-0. Jonesboro with the lead. You're listening to Bomber Football and Classic Hits 101.7.
It's that time, ladies. Colorful fall leaves, pumpkin spice lattes, and fun fall arrivals at Studio West Boutique. Come in today and check out the newest selections from brands like Bobby, Nicole, and the fabulous Glider Fitness line. Are you ready for a cozy sweater with a pair of Just Black jeans? Our Just Blacks are now restocked and just in time for cooler weather. We still have great summer clearance items too, so stop by before they're gone. Fall fashion is arriving now at Studio West Boutique, 714 South College in Mountain Home.
Arkansas is much more than a great place to live, work, and play. It's also a great place to save for college, thanks to the Arkansas 529 College Savings Plan. Hi, this is Treasure State Dennis Milligan. You can get started for as little as $25. You'll be giving a forever gift to your child or grandchild and receiving a state income tax deduction. Visit Arkansas529.org today.
To learn more about the Arkansas 529 Plan, its investments, objectives, risks, and costs, read the official statement available at Arkansas529.org.
Here's the kickoff into the end zone by Kreider. I should say Childers, Garrett Childers, the kicker for Jonesboro. So the Bombers will start at their own 20-yard line, down 28-0 now. Probably got 3:03 left in this first half, and right now you just want to make sure you take care of the football.
Yes.
Move, run some clock. You don't want to have any turnovers or any three and outs real quick to give Jonesboro another chance to get the football.
Don't give it back to them down here because they can score very quickly.
Five-man front here for Jonesboro, and is giving Mountain Home problems tonight. They've got 8 in the box, so they walk those linebackers up. Here's Junior Williams. Junior gets to the second level. The ball pops out, but right there to catch it from Mountain Home, it looked like, was Winfeld, and Mountain Home has it. They're going to wind up out of the 31-yard line, and it's a first down. That ball pops straight up in the air.
It went straight up in the air.
I'm not sure who wound up with it. Winfeld. Okay, that's Bashir's. Goes down as an 11-yard run.
And he just out-jumped the defender for it because it went up in there and it was like a rebound. Everybody went up after it.
Sixth first down of the night for Mountain Home. That was an odd one, though. Back to pass is McKay, and oh my gosh, I mean, just immediately hit by Kevin Pointer and driven backwards. Where are they going to mark him? He's back at the 20. I think he's down somewhere around the 25. And
well, that was a mistake somewhere because he's been lining up in that gap all night long, and somebody's got to reach across and get him either the center or the guard, and some just miscommunication up front about who's going to block him. I think Isaac could be asking next time.
Isaac never had a chance there. A loss of 5 as they mark him down at the 26, and that may be a generous spot.
Yes.
Second and 15 here for the Bombers. 2 minutes exactly left in the first half. McKay on the toss sweep. This is Winfield. Cuts it back inside, and he's going to pick up a few. He'll take it to the 29, a pickup of three on the carry.
Well, big 91 pointer in there. He's just having his way because he hit that gap and pursued down the line of scrimmage, ended up making the tackle.
Jonesboro wants football back. They take a timeout. It's third and about 12 coming up, so they stop the clock. We'll break. Jonesboro leads at 28-0 with 1:43 left in the first half. You're listening to Bomber Football, Classic Hits 101.7.
Do you suffer chronic pain but don't know where to turn for help? Interventional Pain Management can help. Doctors Chapman, Kraft, and Tilley are pain management physicians specializing in non-surgical management of chronic pain. Whether you suffer neck pain, back pain, neuropathy, or arthritis pains, there is help out there. New patients are being accepted in Mountain Home and Harrison locations today. Call 508-5900 for more information.
Interventional Pain Management is a department of Baxter Regional Medical Center.
You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7, KCTT, Yellville, Mountain Home.
Well, Jonesboro takes the timeout on defense to stop the clock. They want to get the football back. Mountain Home looking at a third and about 12 here. The ball is just about the halfway between the 29 and 30. They've got to get near the 41 to move the chains.
That's a timeout and move third down and 11.
Mount Home's going to line up an I formation this time with two receivers to the left side, a different look from the Bombers. Still a five-man front for the Hurricane. And the ball given to Junior Williams. He's going to be spun out to about the 33 and another timeout by Jonesboro.
Timeout Hurricane.
1:37 left in the first half. Jonesboro leads at 21-0. We'll break. I make it 28-0. We'll break. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7. If you're all about sports, then you need to shop the Locker Room in Mountain Home. They carry sports apparel for everyone, including brands like Nike, Asics, Adidas, Under Armour, Easton, Russell, and more. They also stock all area school logos and offer screen printing on shirts, sweats, bags, and other items so everyone can show their school pride. Remember, if it has to do with sports, the Locker Room has it. Stop in today. The Locker Room, Highway 62 East in Mountain Home. 1:37 left in the first half. Jonesboro leads at 28-0. They've taken their second timeout as they want to get the football back here and see if they can't score again before halftime. Bombers looking at a fourth and about eight here. The ball's at the 33. They got to get near the 41 to move the chains. Bombers will be in punt formation. Nobody back for Jonesboro, and that's what they've done all season long. Nobody goes back. A little different philosophy. McKay to punt for the Bombers here. Gets the kick away. Better kick, Bob. He didn't try to rugby style this one. It's going to bounce at the 30, the 25, the 20, and keep us on rolling and finally down at the 16-yard line. A good punt.
That's a very good punt right there. Punt it right down the middle of the field and get it away from the sidelines because there's nobody back there to catch it. Anyway.
So Jonesboro has 84 yards to go. They've got one timeout and 1:27 left on the clock. Acock will be in the quarterback here for the Hurricane. I'll go with three wideouts on the right side, two on the left. Empty backfield here for Acock on first down. Three-step drop, now flushed out of the pocket. Still looking to pass, and it's complete at the 40. The receiver should have gone out of bounds, but he didn't. He's going to be down at the 45. The pass complete to Slayton.
I thought he stepped out of bounds before he caught the ball.
Well, they sure didn't call it if he did. That's the 13th first down of the first half for the Hurricane. 29-yard pass play. Slayton, the receiver. The clock stopped while they moved the chains. Again, a five-receiver set. Acock has lots of time to throw. Now he's going to be flushed out of the pocket, rolling to the left, and it's going to be incomplete. That was kind of odd. The receiver jumped, never put his arms up.
Realized too hard. We're a little bit, we talked about tired. We're a little bit tired defensively right now chasing the quarterback. We're not getting much of a rush on him. And, you know, you can just ask him to play so hard and so long and in hot, muggy weather.
We talked about that in the pregame, the fact that Jonesboro, you look at their two deeps, there's not a single name repeated. That's 44 different players, whereas Mountain Home has seven starting both ways. Second and 10 here for the Hurricane at their own 45-yard line. Williams in to play quarterback, and the pass is incomplete. That one went off the hands that time of Charles Mabry, who was open and hit off his hands and dropped it. So 59 seconds left in this first half. Jonesboro leads it by 28, looking to tack another one on here before halftime. Now Acock will come in and be a quarterback. Trips to the left side. Low snap. Screen. Acock picks it up. They set up the screen across the middle. It's complete. Mabry
Good
has
job.
The catch this time. And he's going to be stacked up at the 48-yard line. It's a short gain. It brings up fourth at about seven here for the Hurricane.
Well, we played that well. Got a hand on him right as he caught the ball, slowed him down, let that pursuit get to him. So we played that pretty well.
I'm surprised Jonesboro didn't try to take a timeout there and throw one to the end zone. 31 seconds left. Williams is in, but he's also the punter, so looks like they're going to kick this way. But you never know. They may try to take a shot at the end zone. He's looking at the sideline. There's 18 seconds on the play clock, on the game clock, 17 on the play clock. So they've got time to take one shot at the end zone if they want to. They may take a timeout here. They continue looking at the sideline. Two on the play clock, and they're going to say the half ended. There was 1 second difference. I don't understand why you take your timeouts on defense and you don't take a shot at the end zone on the final play of the half. Why don't you throw one down there?
I don't have any idea. I don't know how the clock can run that one. It was a 1 second differential.
I don't either.
It's kind of odd.
Well, we made it to halftime now, and Jonesboro leads it by a score of 28 to nothing. We're going to talk a little high school volleyball coming up here in just a little bit. Lindsay Leonard is with us, the Lady Bombers head coach. They're over here in Jonesboro tomorrow for a big tournament. We'll talk about that coming up. 28-0 our halftime. It's Mountain Home trailing Jonesboro. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
It's halftime. Stay tuned for the Acumen Audio Halftime Show coming up next on Classic Hits 101.7.
May Family Motors in Mountain Home invites you to stop by and say hi and check out their late model pre-owned vehicle selection. Do you have a driver about to turn 16? Maybe a student who'll be graduating in the spring? May Family Motors is here to help you with your vehicle needs. Proud supporters of Bomber football, May Family Motors, 1038 Highway 5 South, Mountain Home, 870-701-0988. And make sure to like May Family Motors on Facebook to get updates on all their great deals and specials.
Would you like to clear out some clutter and feel really great about it? Do you have a junk drawer, a closet, or a garage that needs to be cleaned out? Take a little time this weekend to go through some stuff and then give your gently used items to a good cause. This is Captain Jamie Spaulding with the Salvation Army. Your tax-deductible donations help us provide food, clothing, and emergency assistance to those in need right here in our community. So do yourself and us a favor. Clean out and donate to the Salvation Army Thrift Store.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty is celebrating over 30 years of providing dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The worth ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
Visit Arkansas South in September for family fun. The Barn Sale in Camden, one of the largest arts and crafts festivals in the state, is September 30th. Main Street El Dorado is teaming up with Murphy Arts District to host the headliners for Music Fest in the new Mad Amphitheater in El Dorado. Enjoy live concerts including ZZ Top, Brad Paisley, Smokey Robinson, and more September 25th through the 30th. Fine dining abounds. Spend the week in South Arkansas for festivals and music. Visit ArkansasSouth.com. Arkansas South, natural charm and serious fun.